George Hallford today with Nate Dunlap.
Howdy.
Recent Tennessee Tech graduate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I could do a moment of personal, moved here in 04, worked serving with the chamber, and one of the first programs we worked with Tennessee Tech in trying to find a way to give the students a more hands-on experience in the world of small business and work. And I would leave names out if I started, but Dr. Michael Adkins, Michael Adkins at the time, but the program that has been built at Tennessee Tech to provide to equip and arm our new generation of people with practical, real-world experience. And today we're going to talk about one of those, success stories. So, Nate, I'm going to let you talk about here's the deal. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Don't worry.
This show is different from other shows, and this isn't about who you. This is about who are you?
Right.
We're going to start at age birth. We're going to go through high school. Don't spend a lot of time in high school. We're going to bring you up to date. We're going to talk about today, and then we're going to talk about the crystal ball. But it's your show, and I got to do something hard for me. I got to listen. I'm a yapper.
Yeah,
that's my reputation anyway in town. But here to learn and listen, and what can you share? And you've got a great story of real world experience at Tennessee Tech. So let's start. First segment's going to be that. Second segment, we're going to bring you up to date on present, and then looking in the crystal ball with you and what's your future. So let me start with age birth and just tell us who you are growing up.
Yeah.
Girlfriend, whatever you want to talk about.
Yeah,
hobbies.
I got you. Yeah, absolutely. So I was born in Tullahoma, Tennessee.
Sure.
So not too far away from here, only a couple hours.
Yeah.
Did a little. I was born here in 03, and in 06, my family moved down to Florida for my dad to start working. He's a doctor, so he started his own medical practice in Florida. So we lived there for a little while. My siblings were born, and right around 2013, we moved back here. My dad currently works for St. Thomas.
He
was asked to open up a clinic that specializes in low income and no insurance care. And
so that is great.
Absolutely, yeah. So we moved back here, and then my family and I have lived, other than me living here at Tech in Cookeville, in Belbuck, Tennessee, roughly for the past like 8 or 9 years.
So you're washed in the blood of
yes.
Tennessee Tech and
yeah.
Tennessee and Upper Cumberland and Cookeville.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
That's great. Right?
I love Tennessee. I did everything I could whenever I was looking for jobs and everything like that to stay in Tennessee.
And you decided to come back. I mean, this is where you're going to – your formative years and
right.
you come back. Hobbies growing up, interest, or what
yeah.
– as a young person, what was you – what drove you?
Right. I love learning how things work. Learning how things tick. And so anything that I could do in order to figure out how to build something, in order to how to take something apart, probably to the sadness and maybe disgruntlement of my parents. But I wanted to learn how things work. And so as I was going into school, it was all about trying to figure out how life works, and math is an amazing way to describe how life works. So then I moved that from there into robotics, learning how to make machines that work and do activities. I competed in robotics during high school. And then from then on, I had the opportunity, middle and late high school, to get into a cybersecurity competition where you try and defend systems and secure systems actively. And that was the ultimate ability to try and figure out how things tick, because around us all the time are computers and embedded systems.
Amazing.
All kinds of it's amazing technology, right? And so I learned about how does that work. And based on how you learn how it works, you also learn how it can be misused and not work.
We're good and evil.
Exactly.
It's the human nature, the human condition.
Right. Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword in most everything we do.
Right. And so I wanted to obviously use that skill for good. And so from that point, I was hooked. I wanted to do cybersecurity. That was my – I was locked
in. Wow.
And so Tennessee Tech is well known for our both our undergrad and graduate programs for cybersecurity and computer science, but also for the government federal scholarships where you can get paid to go through school in return for federal service after graduation. And so that was a big pull. So I got here at Tech and I knew nothing. I knew that I had zero.
That is smart. If you
yes, I.
That's a good start.
It is. It is. And unfortunately, you know, not many folks learn that as early as I did, and so they learn junior year that they maybe I should start.
Maybe I need to pay more attention.
Yeah, and so from the get go, I was doing all kinds of stuff outside of coursework in order to try and learn all these competitions. I've done a lot of them, and I think that was kind of my main attribution to where I'm at right now is all the competitions that I did. The folks that you meet while you're doing it are amazing folks, very bright. And the opportunities you get to do, we got to defend against active attackers that were volunteers from government agencies like the NSA, from the CIA, from Microsoft. All these people have folks who are – their entire job is to learn how to emulate threat actors, emulate hackers, and attack you. And so the idea is the competition is you're teaching the next generation of cybersecurity professionals how to defend against the best attackers.
That's right. That's right. You know, flashback a little bit. It's been a few years ago now, but I can remember in our role at the chamber supporting tech and everything, and all of a sudden there's this new program that we're introducing, cybersecurity. And this is really the early years of how this thing is mushroomed. Is that so?
Yes.
I want our audience to understand that we are a nationally known and accredited cybersecurity program.
Yes.
And there's only a few of us. Is that fair? I mean, there's getting to be more and more, but we're up there with everybody. We're on the cutting edge of this.
Yeah, there's certain designations, and we have one of the highest designations as far as like cybersecurity from the CAE, Center of Academic Excellence. And so tech has put itself out there as far as being able to be one of the folks that if you want to go, especially in Tennessee, I think there's no better option for cyber.
And
for
we're
sure.
Recruiting, including yourself, top talent.
We're certainly are trying to.
That's great. So anything else? We got a few minutes in anything else growing up that the moments that really got your attention or defining moments or somebody said something or friends or anything growing up? I mean, you pretty well described you like to see what makes things and people tick.
Yeah. It's definitely very satisfying work figuring out whenever you've spent hours and hours and hours picking at something, trying to figure out how it works, and then it clicks. You know, it's really satisfying work. My dad always had a good saying, and I'm sure he didn't come up with this, but he always told me good judgment comes from experience, and experience
Amen.
Comes from bad judgment. And so I kind of lived by that. I always lived by the mantra of always moving forward, always trying to progress, never stop.
And learning.
Always.
Learning from people who've been there. You said experience. There's
no substitute.
No substitute for experience.
Absolutely.
One can learn from a lot of different people in a lot of different places in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And tech has given you that and giving you that now.
Yeah. They've enabled me to do so much. I mean, they've flown me out to all kinds of competitions that I would never have been able to go travel to those kinds of places.
Wow. That's where the rubber meets the road.
It is.
And
it's not in the classroom.
We still got a little bit of time in the first segment. I want to get back into your – well, maybe we can just transition into the your in-school, the entrepreneur aspect of Tennessee Tech and cybersecurity and the competition.
EagleWorks.
Let's talk about EagleWorks and how you – got involved in that, and what is EagleWorks, and what you did, and you won the contest.
Yes, we did.
So let's talk about that a moment.
Yeah. So the way that it worked for me, especially being in computer science and not having a business degree, we have one of the professors at Tennessee Tech, Benjamin Burtfield. He's a former business professor there, and so he also has a lot of good ties. He told us about the competition where you could go and present an application or an app, any sort of business idea, and win money in order to try and get it off the road. Kind of rewind back a few months, we had done this competition with MTSU called HackMT, where you go and spend 36 hours building a program, some sort of application.
Really?
And so we had built your tour in 36 hours. It was definitely a very rugged prototype, but we had built it. And so Benjamin, he was very impressed and said, you might be able to get this off the road, get this somewhere else, and people really liked it. And everyone that we told the idea to were like, I would use that all the time. Like, I would love
there
that.
There you go.
And
you test marketed. I mean, you didn't just build it. You actually asked potential customers what they thought of.
Yeah, and part of the competition was that you had to present it to judges at NTSU as well as just any other student. And basically everybody who's coming by whether it was professors who went to, who go to MTSU or students or any of the judges, they all were very impressed and very excited at this becoming a real thing. So we kind of looked at each other, and Garrett, you know, was with us on that team, and he was like, well, we could do it. And so we talked to Birchfield about it, and we went and did a pitch competition, which is a smaller amount of money that I had done alone, and won $1,200 there. And then after that went well.
You said what? You did alone?
I did alone. It was
so
just
you
me.
Risked. There was risk involved.
It was, yes. Okay. And it was a good experience being able to learn how to pitch an idea. Computer science doesn't necessarily have that capability, you know, just via classwork.
Sure.
And then we moved on to Eagle Works, which is where you're competing against. And we had 12 other businesses that were competing against us. Two rounds, so six are eliminated in the first round, and then there's a final six, top three are chosen. The idea is we had to do another pitch to the panel of judges as well as table. So we're going around, people were talking to us the same way as it was at Hack MT, and we had a business plan. We had to have, we had to actually have written down ideas on how we're going to make money, how we're going to, what's our target audience, all those things like that. And so that's what we did for Eagle Works. We worked really, really hard, and we won $10,000. So all in all, $11,200.
And, you know, this is it's Shark Tank, right?
Yeah,
And so you're making presentation. And you said something else earlier. Yes, you're either build things or you market things, but all these skills to run a business or business, you have to know a little bit about all these. So you and hire good people in those areas. So you're learning so much more about business and life than just your area of expertise.
Right.
So, I'm learning more right now because I know it was a new program when we were working. And what a great program. And we've got a few seconds left, but when we come back, we're going to come to the present day and talk about your successful program and what you're doing. George Alford, Nate Dunlap, graduated.
Yes, already.
Student. So back soon. George Alford with Nate Dunlap, recent graduate of Tennessee Tech, cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And wow, I've learned a lot, Nate, here in the first few minutes.
I'm glad.
Really want you to spend some time. Now, let's talk about, okay, you're the present. Your Eagle Works. You decided to enter. You've got competitors. Who were they? And you said some are business, some are art. I mean, it's not just a narrow field,
right,
but it's the same process of entrepreneurship. So let's spend some time talking about that arduous process that resulted in you winning the first prize.
Right.
Your team.
Yeah, so you're right. We had 12 other teams or 11 other teams, not including us, that were going against us, and they had good ideas. You know, they were trying to highlight businesses in Cookeville. One of the ideas was essentially a localized social media network for small towns like Cookeville.
That helps
bring people here, and people staying here. More importantly, was kind of their goal was. A lot of folks will, especially students, they'll leave for the summer and they won't stay here. And we want to try our best.
That's a way to keep them connected,
right? So they want to have things to do. You know, they want to have folks that they can talk to while they're in, you know, not in school essentially. And so that was one of their ideas. There was a few other software projects. So like we weren't the only application that was, you know, software. A lot of other businesses were like, you know, I think some of them were psychology based, so trying to help using AI to help folks with psychological issues. There's a lot of different. Competitors, but I think what set us apart is that we have something that, number one, we had already practically built a prototype of. A lot of other folks had nothing, essentially.
You were ahead of the game.
We were ahead of the game.
Because of your
experience
in the other things you were doing. Okay.
Exactly. So we had a lot to deliver. We had demonstrations we can give. And then I think, really, we just had a winning idea. Not to say that the rest of them didn't. It's just our idea. It starts with an idea, and you got to hold on to it and keep on going. And we put in the work. In order to make it, of course, we're always making it better. Of course, it's not finished right now. We are going from that prototype to a full-fledged application, and that's a long road, especially because we want to make sure that it's good. You don't want to just half-bake it.
No.
And so that was really difficult. The business side, learning all the aspects of how to create a business plan, how to pitch, those were all things that all the folks on my team are computer scientists. None of us were business. And so
that's a very important. We were talking off air. My generation, which is a lot older than yours, you know, you went into certain fields, but you didn't really understand, like, like if you got a small business, you didn't understand accounting and personnel management and strategic plan, all the things. So you have to pick those up in other ways while you've got a specialty. So it's a great program to introduce young people such as yourself into the total aspects of business and entrepreneurship.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially through all the competitions, they focus on, you know, I may work in cybersecurity, but I have to focus on, is the business still going to be operating if I'm doing these things that implicate cyber aspects? If I'm bringing things down for security's sake, are they going to be down for users?
That's a massive...
Yeah.
Is it user friendly?
Oh, that's a big one. Psychological acceptability is
because
the term
there's a natural probably. It's unknown. It's new.
Right.
How to make it more? That's what we're doing.
Right.
All right. Let's talk about your project now. Let's spend some time because I'm fascinated with what you've done personally. So talk about the winning program, how you got there, your initial aspects of it, and what you're learning. What have you learned from this?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So the product name is Your Tour. The idea is think Google Maps, but you add in a little bit of TripAdvisor and a little bit of gamified stuff like Pokemon Go as you go in through. And the idea is as you're driving down the road, we have data about where places are that are kind of off the beaten path, but people really, really love. A good example we always use is like Ralph's Donuts here in Cookeville. Everybody loves Ralph's. Right, but if you're driving down I-40, you may never know about Ralph's.
That's right.
And so the idea is that you have normal navigation, just like Apple Maps, Google Maps. But as you're going, you're getting an oratory tour about the small places around you that no one would have really known about. And so
that people are looking for unique experiences.
Exactly. Right? And so going over to B-Rock or going to Ralph's or going to Stolen Coin, you know, up northwest of us. Those are all places that folks love, but you may not necessarily think to go and find whenever you're driving down the road. Maybe if you're sitting down at home, you go through TripAdvisor, but not whenever you're on the road. You're not actively going out and searching.
Right.
You're just
that's
driving.
Right. Yeah.
And so that's the value proposition that we give is that we can help you find places while you're on the road to go and look for. And
so
we,
it's easy. It's quick.
Exactly.
It's extemporaneous. You don't have to think and plan.
Right.
Yeah.
And it tailors to your interests. So the idea is that maybe you like sports or maybe you like fishing or maybe you like history. Your tour can tailor towards those interests and give you recommendations on places to go based off of those.
You know, when I reviewed your program, I started thinking about places that I've been in the 20 years I've lived here
right.
that I didn't even know was here.
Right, yeah.
I could name some of them, but Champ Ferguson was one of the top Confederate spies. His cemetery's over here between Monterey and Sparta.
Right.
I mean, people, if you're a Civil War buff, that is, he was hanged in Nashville at the
really?
Court. Oh, there's stories.
People would eat that up,
That's the kind of thing. You're introducing people to the local flavor
right.
that they, on the interstate, 50,000 people coming through here
right.
wouldn't know that.
Yeah, they'd never know.
They know where these businesses are and chains are and other things, but
right.
you might know where Tennessee Tech is. But so let's talk about where are you in the process now? What have you done in birthing it and
right.
getting going? Okay. So
birthing is probably a good analogy because it's a labor of love. It's a lot of work. So going from that prototype that we built earlier in February, moving from that in order to a full-fledged application that's on both the app stores and that works 99% of the time, or as high, you know, as high likelihood as we can, it's really hard. And so I will admit, you know, from the beginning, it seemed like, oh, you know, it's really, really easy. But as you start to go further and further, you're like, this is a big hit mountain to climb. And so right now, what we're doing is we're taking that prototype and we're taking the stuff that was kind of very expedient at the time and going back and making quality implementations of that, trying to make sure that as we make it, we're making it good, extensible, and it can scale. Because if we want to have this more than just folks in Tennessee or just family members, frankly, it's got to scale. It's got to have a lot of capabilities. And so actually just after this interview, I'm talking with a professional from the industry who worked formerly for Apple talking about scaling because it's really, really important to know. And so we're working on trying to make the application look good, feel good. You want to make it to where it's very psychologically acceptable, easy. What needs to be easy. And so
that's a key word.
It is. In cybersecurity, it is a key word, and in business, it's a key word as well. Because if it's not easy to use, if it doesn't look good, no one's going to want to use it. And so that's a big part of it.
You know, as a dinosaur, thank you. You can laugh. That's good. Because I am. No, I know I am. I've been one for a long time. But scale. You can have a great idea that's just too big for you. You've got to be able to scale it in,
right?
Whatever you're doing, and build that excellent beginning customer service, because you only get one time to make a first impression.
Absolutely.
So it's a lot more complicated. It's not just a few people riding down the interstate that want to see what's going on that they might not see.
Right. It's a lot going
on
the back
huge.
End.
That's huge. I mean, my mind is exploding. Just thinking about all the applications.
Yeah, it's a massive, massive set of applications. I'm really excited.
I want to explore this further when we come back. We've got a few seconds, but just think, we've got 50,000 people. We have people coming from all over the world here, and they're looking for unique things and building that. So we've got a few seconds left. You've got me excited, which – usually it's not that hard to do, but I'm really excited. Back soon, George Hallford and Nate Dunlap with a great new technological idea. George Hallford, we're back with Nate Dunlap. And, Nate, all I can say is wow. This younger generation, we've heard this, but, Nate, you epitomize what's great and good and the future and what you're bringing to the table and your team, and they're out there, they're tech, they're everywhere, and it's exciting. Let's
Thank
pick
you.
Up with your the program is about a new app that you're developing, and you won an the Eagle Works.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're in the task. You caught the school bus. Now what are you going to do with it?
Right.
Let's talk about what you're doing with that new school bus. You've caught and you have an idea, you're trying to implement it now.
Right. Yeah. So it's an uphill climb. And so we've gotten some amazing connections from the folks at Eagle Works professionally. So talking to other Chamber of Commerce, talking to other county mayors, talking to other folks who are in the tourism industry to get their insight on how we might be able to launch this correctly. Because they've got the industry experience.
They do it every day.
It's
at
job.
A certain level.
I mean,
they're doing other things too, but.
Right, and so they've got useful information and techniques and strategies that we can help kind of pull and then aggregate together for our application. So we're starting with that. On the back end, as far as development-wise, we're trying new technologies, or to us at least, that are more industry standard, meeting with industry professionals, talking about how to make this scale so that everybody who wants to use it can use it. There's no limitations as far as that's concerned. And then for the future, as far as what we want to do and being able to launch as soon as we can – but launch in a correct time and not half-bake it. So the idea is maybe we get the pilot program sometime later this year, maybe August, and then next year we have a beta release. And then folks can actually have it on the App Store. They can try it out and, more importantly, give feedback. We want to hear what folks think about it. We want to hear what businesses think about it. Because if it's not good for businesses and good for travelers and good for anybody who wants to use the app, then we're doing something wrong and we got to fix it. And so we want to hear from folks about it. We want to hear from people who we just talked to candidly about it. We want to talk to them about that kind of stuff.
It's ironic. We talked about off-air security, cybersecurity.
Yeah.
You're trying to protect a product that you developed, as we talked off-air. I mean, these are ideas that other people can – you don't have a monopoly on this yet.
Right, exactly.
And you're trying to figure out a way to keep the security – of mm-hmm. what you're doing intact,
right?
So it's not infiltrated or it's not stolen,
right?
Like China does our
absolutely.
I guess I can say that China's done that. Our rights, our patents, our
right.
So it's
difficult.
It's a huge process.
It is.
Let's talk about maybe your timetable. We talked about that a little bit. We had an already. Where are you and where? What do you see as the best scenario?
Right. Yeah, I definitely would say, if we've got a good pilot program in August where we can have select folks that we go out and find who test the app for us, and then maybe early next year, February, March, we've got an open beta where anybody on the App Store can go try it out, give feedback, and then hopefully within a year from then we'll have a full release. People can go and download it, and they can go and find hidden gems all over the place.
How do you protect that process during the process?
It's a lot of it has to do with making sure that any of the important information as well as development stays within our group of developers. but also making sure that, you know, we're not giving out anything that's too proprietary as far as when we're going about this interview in here. You know, we have some secrets that we got to keep in order to make sure that this thing actually happens. And we want to make sure that it happens well and happens correctly. And so we're working on making sure that, more importantly, that as we develop the app, you know, this is handling navigation data. This is handling your interests. This is handling a lot of sensitive data. It's got to be secure. You got to inherently trust this. And so, you know, my entire job as part of your tour is figuring out, is this product secure? Is it keeping your data safe? Yeah. And that's my entire job.
You know, as someone, we developed the Highlands,
right.
The logo with the bear on the bicycle.
Yeah.
Spent, you know, fledgling. The problem with nonprofits,
mm-hmm.
I say the problem, the challenge is we have ideas, but we don't have any money.
Right.
And we're nonprofits, so we're not out doing what you're doing. You're taking an idea, but you're trying to monetize it and build. We're not monetizing it except for the community. It's a different deal. But you learn really quickly. You trademark that thing, but somebody decides they're going to run 1 million copies of it.
Yeah.
Well, just sue me.
Right.
So the reality is you need trademarks,
mm-hmm.
but it's very difficult to protect that still.
It is, especially with software.
From people with deep pockets, it just says, okay, let them sue me. And,
right.
You know, okay. But and then mass production of what you're trying to do. And,
right.
And I'm you've got me intrigued on this.
I'm glad.
And for the audience, I'm sorry I overspoke. So, yeah, let's go further on that. So, do you have competitors in yet that you've identified? They're trying to do some of the same things you're doing.
So, I think TripAdvisor probably has the closest thing to what we're trying to do. But really, the thing is, TripAdvisor and like Google Maps and other things. You have to go out yourself and manually find these things.
Yeah, they do broader things.
They do broad. They tailor to your interests if you'd like, but you have to go out and manually do it. You got to sit down at the laptop or on your phone and go start going through it. What we do is we have an automated process for going out and helping you find those things as you're driving down the road. And that helps also alleviate the burden of you're not having your phone out and you're going through TripAdvisor while you're on the road.
No, having a wreck. Pulled over by the police.
Right. So that's something that's non-realistic for you to do. And so what we can do is we have a solution for that and the ability for you to have essentially a guided tour while you're driving down the road. That's the idea. Your tour. And so that's what we want to give to people is the ability to find hidden gems through having a guided tour anywhere you are at any point in the
day.
Make it extemporaneous.
Make it
– right.
People even like me can do something like that. It doesn't take
it could be
a
anybody.
Computer expert to,
yeah.
or to pull over to a rest area and do no.
Right. It's right there for you.
Yeah.
Anybody who, you know, old, young, technologically savvy or not technologically savvy.
It's user-friendly.
It's got to be easy.
And especially when we're searching for these hidden gems.
Right.
All over this country.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot. We talked about a few, you know.
If we sat here, I could think of... We could think of
hundreds,
Bell Acres.
Yeah, Bell Acres.
That would be something that golf historians, anybody who play, not anybody.
But a lot.
If people are into that, to be able to say, you remember Chevy Chase? No, you don't. It's probably long. Chevy Chase in the movie Vacation before you were born, he was going out west. And he saw the Grand Canyon in 5 minutes. He said he's checking off things.
Right.
I did that in London years ago. I saw London in one day.
Wow.
5 minutes. No, Westminster Abbey.
Right.
Oh, I could name that, but I did that in a manual way. What you're talking about, what if I only had 30 minutes going through Cookville or 15?
Right.
And I had a coffee break, and I decided I'd see things.
Right. Yeah, go buy Poets. Go buy Ralph's. Go grab a donut.
Oh.
Go grab a butter twist, more specifically.
Oh.
I love me a butter twist.
Yeah. So
really, really easy to do that.
I can see where you're y'all are on to something, my friend.
We think so.
And now the hard part, right? You're generating. One day you'll either fund it or you'll find investors, and
right,
they'll try to buy you out one day, and maybe you will, and that will be.
Yeah,
I'll have you back on the show if I'm still around.
Yeah, successful entrepreneur story.
Can you walk in here and tell us how you did it?
Yeah,
Elon Musk.
I don't know if I'm that good yet.
That is the image of entrepreneurship,
right?
Yeah. I mean, just think of it, the stories, and that's what tech is doing such a great job of.
Yeah,
telling our story, like we're telling the story today.
Yeah,
we've got a little time left. Anything you want to? Let's look in the future. Where are you going personally?
Yeah, we
professionally.
I mean, professionally, I've already got a full-time gig doing cybersecurity, which I'm really excited about. Start actually next Monday, and with your tour, you know, we want to see this grow. We want to see this go from not just Cookeville, not just Tennessee, not just the southeast area of the United States. We want to see this everywhere because we want everybody to have this capability.
This is not a side business, but you're going to have a core, and then you're going to be developing as an entrepreneur other things.
Yeah. Yeah, this is not my full time job right now, and certainly I don't think we're at the point where we could support that kind of thing, but hopefully grow it to where we have folks who are here full time who care about the idea of the project or the idea of the product. But no, I already have a full time job that I'm really excited about doing security.
You mind sharing? Oh, you probably can't say yet. Or
I'm working for Microsoft actually.
Wow.
Big deal. So I'll be doing security research, which essentially is things like Windows, Microsoft, Office and Edge. I go and find new vulnerabilities in those platforms, and so do find it before attackers do.
See, this is a new era, relatively speaking, for tech. Well, we were here. SAIC came here.
Yeah.
They operate 75% of the DoD's tanks in the world. I mean, you're dealing with very smart young people who are making big salaries. And it's in Cookeville, Tennessee. Used to, that had to be in our urban center.
Over in D.C. somewhere. You know? Yeah.
And we competed, Nashville. We competed with Knoxville. We competed with several places in this urban areas. Those aren't all urban. But,
right.
And so that's the future. That's what's going to drive our economy, in addition to the other things. We got to have people who want to live here for the quality of life, and also for job opportunities. You don't have to be in a big city,
right?
And the traffic and all that.
I know,
stuff,
yeah.
So no
30-minute commute. Yeah. I can, I work fully remote.
So you're an example. You're a poster child for who we're trying to recruit.
You flatter me.
No, you are. We're down to about a little over a minute left. Let's. What have I missed? What would you like to say? Are there more of you at Tech right now as we're recruiting than we, we don't really know.
Right.
But is this really beginning? Not your special. You're seeing this, aren't you? The rebirth, the transformation, the renaissance of Tennessee Tech.
Yeah. I mean, I've talked to so many students, and I actually helped all throughout, basically all 4 years of college, helped take my knowledge and teach other students via student-led clubs. Absolutely. And so I tried my best as we were going through in order to teach students as I was going. And so I get to see, the folks that I was talking to their freshman year, they're leading the things that I was doing.
My new young friend, you have given me a glimpse of the future.
I'm glad.
That some of us can see today. So it's exciting. Keep up the great work. And one day we'll have you back as a miniature Elon Musk, okay?
I'll take it.
Maybe. You may be a bigger than George Hofford. Nate Dunlap, what a great, great program at Tennessee Tech. Next time, bye.